This area, due to be confiscated by Israel, belongs to dozens of Palestinian farmers. It's situated between the Israeli-Zatara checkpoint and stretches kilometres to the towns of Yatma, Asarin, and Kabalan in the Nablus Governorate. Israel claims that the land will be taken for security reasons because Palestinians used to throw stones at Israeli soldiers. However, Palestinians say that they often witness extreme violence by Israeli settlers living in the region, who continue to do so with impunity from Israeli soldiers. A Palestinian local official has denounced the move, saying that it's yet another measure by Tel Aviv to ethnically cleanse Palestinians from their land to build more settlements.
The Israelis have informed us that they would seize our land. I believe this is an effort by Israel to build more settlements. We have formed a committee of resistance against the move, and people from all surrounding villages will protest against the land seizure.
A Palestinian farmer told us that Israel has called the land Zor. It is an Israeli biblical reference and state that it belongs to Israel. He also said that the Israelis had informed Palestinian farmers that if they want to use the land, they would have to rent it from the Israeli authorities.
The land that they will take belongs to my brothers, and maybe they will take some of mine too. By taking this land, they will steal my work and my life. They claim they are doing it for security reasons because Palestinians throw stones at settlers. However, when we are attacked by the settlers, the soldiers in turn protect them. The occupation is a cancer. First, they will steal 2 centimeters, but the next day it will turn to hectares.
Locals state that the area of land which the Israeli army planned to mark out and seize on Monday will in turn divide each of the villages, and each village will be surrounded and strangled by illegal Israeli settlements. Nell Bunn for Press TV, occupied Nablus.